Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, all. Good morning, all. Good morning, all. This is Kim Williams of the Love Truth Show. Welcome, welcome to Prayer Power. Yes, yes, yes. Prayer Power. This is awesome. Young folks, y'all. Either at school, on your way to school, depending where you're at, or another part of the world, you made it come home from school. So I hope they had a wonderful, wonderful, hopefully those who are going to school have a wonderful day at school, the ones who are coming home from school. I pray you had a wonderful day at school, and I pray you all have a wonderful evening. See, the parents rejoice the fact that your child can go to school. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Again, this is the Love Truth Ministry Show. I'm your host, Kim Williams of LoveTruthMinistry.com. I will take this time to thank the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the blessing and opportunity. I thank my listening audience for taking the time to listen to my show. Thank the Blog Talk Radio for this platform and also Google for its browser. Psalms 119, verse 105. The word is the lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Romans 1, verse 16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. See, everyone that believes. Let's say that again. Romans 1, verse 19. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believes. So, young folks, if you're getting ready for school or at school, just remember that. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Be powerful. It's a power of God. It's powerful. So you be powerful. You walk in that power. You walk in that love. You walk in that anointing. Whatever scripture you know, just recite in your head. Or just say, Jesus, 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 I know you're with me. Can nobody stop you from praying? Whether you're at school or on the playground, you be you. You can go in the bathroom before you get started in class and go into the stall and do a prayer. You do a prayer before you left the house. Do a prayer as you walk into the building. Or go into the building shouting, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Or just softly saying, I know you with me, Jesus. Walking through the hallway. Put a song on your heart throughout the day. Because this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Plead the blood of Jesus everywhere you go. We're praying for this fallen nation, because we live in a fallen world. And thanks Jesus, thanks for the Heavenly Father for coming into the flesh for us, to give us eternal life, came to redeem us, to rescue us from this fallen world. Regardless of what you hear in the news media, what you see, just know that God is always there with you. Yes, we have good time, we had sad time, we had devastation time sometimes. But we must also remember as we go through, Jesus is there. By living in the fallen world, we deal with so much. We deal with good things, then we deal with evil. You know, we have a God, and there's a Satan in the world. So we got to remember that. If things ain't going right, sometimes man evilness, and it's with Satan. So just focus on the fact that you are a living, breathing being, and you belong to God, created in God's image. So walk in love, walk in that power. I'm going into prayer now. The living truth, the living love, the living ministry. It's a man documenting how to walk in love and how to worship God by being about the Father's business. You preach a Lamb of God who take away the sins of the world. I'm asking those who stand in agreement with you and with the prayer, with this prayer, that you is always with us. And for that truth, I ask you to demonstrate that truth to all who's listening and for their loved ones, friends, acquaintances, to bring all unsaved loved ones to repentance, deliver all from pain, suffering, sickness, evil, poverty, and heart, soul, spirit, mind, physically and mentally, and also financially, dear Jesus. People from bigots and people like it's caused problems. Oh, dear Jesus, our Redeemer, you. They owe one who can change any situation. I believe and I declare you are God. Father God, in Jesus' name, as your daughter, as your friend, I'm bringing this petition to your throne room, and I believe you for saving us, for delivering us from a fallen nation to a kingdom building for your glory, regardless what continent we live on, that we are operating under your kingdom authority, a light of the world, being the light of the world. We rebuke the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of Satan, in your precious name, Jesus. Protect the children, the elders, and the disabled, dear Father God. Deliver the hurricane people from the things they're dealing with. God, we pray for Puerto Rico, but the United States government, God. We pray in every stronghold of the American government that you force them, you make them give her, deliver her to the Puerto Rico area, God. Regardless of where we at, if there was a territory around or not, we, United States, always going here and always going there, claiming what we're supposed to be a loving nation, a great nation, that we need to step in and help people regardless where they're at in the world, regardless who they are, God. This is my humble prayer, dear Jesus. Pour in all those strongholds and people who are in high power who are doing the opposite of your will, those in high power who don't believe in you, who want to bring their sickness into the world. We rebuke the sickness. We rebuke evil, God. God, be with the NFL players who stand strong, who fighting against racism, who standing with the family who loved ones who was taken from this earth because of wickedness, God. We stand for people, God, oh, Heavenly Father, cover every police officer, every person who is about righteousness, and those police officers who are about wickedness, who are going around hating people, harming people, who join the police force or join the armed forces, and they are part of KKK or any kind of evil forces, we ask you to bring them down, dear Jesus. But those who are not like that, we ask you to protect them, God. Protect the doctors, the school teachers, politicians, moms and dads around the world, all different race and nationality, Lisa, that you protect them with your love. Let them hear your voice, Jesus. You are the way, the truth, and the life. And those people who are about darkness, you pour them out of darkness into the light. So they repent for their sins. But if they just pour darkness, send them to the gates of hell forever, ever, ever. I boldly speak this and boldly ask you of this, dear Jesus. For you is our God, our Lord, and our Savior, and our Redeemer. And for those who is on this call, we ask and we believe you hear this petition, Jesus, in your precious name. We declare victory, Father God. You is the great I am. I am of the New Testament, you Jesus, and you Jesus, and you Jesus forevermore. You still the great I am. We declare victory. Thank all for joining in prayer, joining together in prayer, joining me in prayer, together, praying together. This is the modern-day Babylon. This country, this society must fall. The Garden of Eden is near, and that's what we're supposed to be living in. In beautiful Africa, the place where Eden begins and where it will end. So we rejoice and be glad in it. We ask that the people in the continent of Africa, that land, God, that you, everything that's been torn apart over in Africa, we pray that you rebuild it. We pray that the African nation, the African people around the world, people don't think they Africa, they was stripped from their land and put a load of place, and they think they everything but our African. As the African American person, I know my people, we come from originally Africa. Regardless if we have Europeans, regardless if we have Native American, regardless of whatever we have, whatever else we have in it, if we have African DNA in us, then we is African also. We may be the other things too, but we can't deny any part of us. We know through slavery, we have more than one thing in us, but we belong to you, dear Jesus. So we rejoice and be glad in it. For those of you who is undecided by believing in Jesus, have that talk with God, the Creator. Seek his truth, God. Seek his truth, everybody. He will hear you if you seek him. Every Tuesday morning on Blog Talk Radio for 15 minutes, do a prayer. Because y'all, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, have a wonderful, victorious day in school. Have an active study, active listening, active learning day. Teachers, teach all children. If you got bigotry in you, rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Teach the children. Walk in love. Keep your eyes and ears open, boys, girls, men, women. And the people who dropping your children out, look around who's around your children. Declare victory. God bless everybody. This is the Love Truth Show. This is Kim Williams, your host. Remember, every Tuesday at 7 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio, Love Truth Show, we will do prayer. And it may say Love Truth Wins if you're looking for me. Underneath Christianity. And every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, I do What God Loves Mean to Me. And on every Wednesday on Facebook Live at 2:30, I do pray also. All times at Eastern Standard Time. Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Monday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I do on Facebook Live. Y'all have a victory day. This is the day. This is the day that our Lord has made. That our Lord has made. We will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. Yes, this is the day that our Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And I rebuke all bullies. Stop being a bully. If you're a bully, stop it. If your child being a bully, pray for him. But make sure your child is not a bully. And make sure you're not a bully. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, again, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Go in school singing that song. Say, this is the day the Lord has made for me. And I will, put your name in it. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I want you to say, I am, whatever your name is. And then say, I am a child of the living God. I am victorious. I am covered by the blood of Jesus. Again, have a wonderful day in Jesus' holy name. Take care. Till next time for the Love Truth Show.